As Christian women, having a relationship with Jesus is what makes all the difference. If you've had a relationship with Jesus, even for a short amount of time, if you have given everything to him and you've laid everything at his feet and you have decided to walk with him in obedience, then you know how it's made a difference in your life. And if you haven't yet, or maybe you're just like me and there are certain areas that you hold on to, you're going to want to listen to this episode because I think you're going to find it to be very encouraging.
Hey, professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion Podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashleyana, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine.
Do you feel guilty about your body and worry that nothing looks good on you? Are you tired of riding the disorienting hamster wheel of what's trending? And are you tired of wondering what styles actually look good on your right now body and with your God-given beauty features? Are you ready to learn once and for all how to sort through the chaos of your closet and the never-ending clothing, jewelry, accessories options at the store? If your answer is yes, I'm inviting you to the only style training event that gives all the glory to God. In this workshop, you'll be among other professional Christian women who are ready to ditch their overstuffed closets and low confidence for a closet with less clothes, more outfits, and a confidence in the beauty that God gave you. It's called Bold Faith in Fashion Core Style Training, Feel Confident in Your Clothes. It's a one-day workshop, and it's happening live April 4th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're looking for a faith-centered styling system with truth-based support to ensure that your wardrobe has zero useless pieces and that your self-confidence is Christ-centered for absolutely zero cost, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/getdressedfast, all lowercase, to RSVP for the workshop. That's bit.ly/getdressedfast. I will see you in 2 days. Today's final writing prompt is, what do I love about having a relationship with Jesus? And some of the sub prompts have to do with thinking about, how do I handle fear differently? How does it change the way in which I perceive the world? What has it done for my identity and who I believe I am? And what are some things my relationship with Jesus has helped me to overcome? So the first thing that came to mind for me is, I really love knowing that I am never alone. The more difficult that life becomes, the more busy I become, and even just with the different challenges that come with really getting into that midlife stage where you have parents that you're helping out in one way or the other, siblings maybe that you're helping out, perhaps that you're spending more time volunteering in your community or your church or however it is that you're involved, there are things that come up. And I know for some of you, it can actually be taking care of someone with illnesses or aging parents, or it can be disabilities that people you love have. And as I'm entering that kind of stage, I am noticing that Jesus not only needs to be my rock, but I'm just starting to cling to him tighter. I will climb a mountain if I have to be closer to Jesus. Literally, there are just times where I've noticed, you know, and I'm sure you've been there too, I can't even emotionally, mentally rely on my husband, you know, the way that I think I immaturely try to rely on him even 5 years ago when I was still developing my relationship with Jesus. The reality is, what I have learned is that even the people who are disciplined in our life, the most reliable, the people who love us most, even they at times will fail and they will not show up when we need them to or want them to. And Jesus is and should be the only person who I really 100% rely and depend on. Jesus is the only person whose opinion actually matters 100% all the time. And I have a lot of peace knowing that Jesus fully loves me, that I am forgiven when I make a mistake. So before I had a relationship with Jesus, before I really started to work on changing my mindset around his opinion of me and what he says about me mattering more than what anyone in the world, including my husband and other people that I love dearly, including those people that his opinion matters even above theirs, before I started to shift that mindset, if I said or did something that I knew to be either wrong, unkind, or that was taken in a way that I didn't mean, even if it wasn't meant to be unkind, I would have such extreme anxiety about it because I was so worried about whether or not that person would forgive me or what that person would think of me, or the list goes on, and I'm sure that you can relate. Now, I realize that I've made a mistake, that I'm not the only person in the world who makes mistakes, and that that is why Christ died for me, because he knew that I needed that forgiveness. So of course I go to the Lord first, and then I have to make it right, and I have to humble myself when I've hurt someone or when I've done something that offends someone. And so that has really made a huge difference in my life. And that's something that I'm teaching to my oldest daughter as well, because she has that same feeling of condemnation. And I want her to know, and of course my other daughters, and you as well, sister, that the biggest thing that we can do when we are feeling condemnation is take it to the Lord and ask him why. Ask him, gosh, what did we say? What did we do? That I need to humble myself and ask for forgiveness. And or perhaps it's not even that. I think on some occasions, we say something to someone, we stand up for ourselves, and we feel guilty about it for one reason or another. And you can ask the Lord, was I kind? You know, you can ask the Lord, did I do this in a way that honors you? And listen for the answer. And sometimes it's going to be, daughter, yes, you stood up for yourself. You were kind. You set boundaries you needed to set up. And other times the Lord might say, you know, even though you are correct in your assessment about a boundary that was drawn, the way that you drew it was not loving and not kind. And that's something you're going to have to humble yourself and address. You know, so that's why practicing having that communication with the Lord is so important. And I just want you to know that this isn't something, again, I'm perfect at. I want to make this very clear as I'm talking to you on this podcast that it's something I'm working on and it ebbs and flows for me. The last year, I've really been working on seeking the Lord and really just asking him as often as I can think to ask him What does he think? What does he want me to do? What should I say? And sometimes I hear clear answers and a lot of times I don't. But I will say that that is something I love about having a relationship with the Lord, is just knowing that I'm forgiven for my mistakes, that I'm never alone, that he's always guiding me, and that I can 100% count on him. Having a relationship with the Lord has also completely shifted my identity for the better. And there are so many of us who have struggled with different things in our past, in our childhood, or it could be in relationships with other people, where we've taken on certain things and mindsets and thoughts about who we are that aren't true along the way, because either that family member or that person that we were in a close relationship with, be it a friend or dating somebody we were dating, made you feel unwanted or like you don't belong, or that you couldn't be understood, or that you weren't enough. So part of my testimony is I do not know who my biological dad is. He has never reached out. When I did try to figure out who this person might be, I hit a wall right away, because the request by this person's lawyer was that I was never able to open that file or get in any information about this person. And it wasn't something that was consciously very disappointing, because I love my dad, who has taken the role in my life to be my dad. And I also have a stepfather who has been very supportive of me as well. So it's just not something that I was seeking necessarily for a relationship, as much as curiosity and also to know, hey, family history kind of things, because I have kids. But at the same time, I did deal with and uncover some feelings of abandonment, of not belonging, of not being good enough. And I know that those things are not true. And there are two reasons why I know this isn't true. One is because those feelings and thoughts are based on actions of a person who is imperfect, who is human, and who is not Jesus. And the second reason I know that is because of what God says about me, what Scripture says about me, and what Jesus has done for me. Scripture tells me that the Lord knows everything about me, that he even knows the very number of the hairs on my head in Matthew 10. He tells me that I'm made in his image in Genesis. He says that I am his offspring in Acts. He says he knew me even before I was conceived in Jeremiah, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in Psalm, that it is his desire to lavish his love on me in 1 John, because I am his child and he is my father in 1 John, that he can offer me more than my earthly father ever could in Matthew, because he is the perfect father. He tells me he is my provider and that he will meet all my needs in Matthew, and that his plan for my future is filled with hope in Jeremiah. He loves me with an everlasting love, also in Jeremiah, that he gave up everything he loved that he might gain my love in Romans, and that through his son, Jesus, free gift of his son, I receive Holy Spirit, I receive relationship with him in 1 John. And he promises that nothing will ever separate me from his love again in Romans. Nothing that happens in my life will ever go to waste. He promises that even the things that the enemy intends for evil, he will use for his glory and my good. That's in Romans. And sister, all these things that I just stated as truths about who I am are truths about who you are as well. As usual, I'm going to close us out in prayer and just really pray over what we're talking about today, our relationship with the Lord and what you really love about it. I want to have a little small disclaimer that I do have little people in the background, so I apologize if that is a little bit distracting, but That's hashtag work from home mom life. Okay. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the Holy Spirit. I just thank you that because of Christ's sacrifice, because of his death and his resurrection, not only am I forgiven when I make mistakes, but I have the ability to talk to you, be in relationship with you, be guided by you. And I really have the ability to have a deep knowing and peace about who I am and whose I am in you. And Father, I just pray that each woman listening, that you would help them to break strongholds, whether it's mindsets, whether it's heart sets, things that are not true about them, that they are holding on to, that's causing anxiety, torment, any type of sadness or depression. Lord, I just pray that you would break those chains right now. I pray that in your name, Jesus, and that anything that was spoken over them that was not of you, that it would be released from them right now, Jesus. Because the reality is we know that anything that is not of you or that is not spoken by you is something that has to be taken to you and taken to your word. And sometimes, Lord, we forget to do that. We accept something as true about ourselves that isn't. And so, Lord, I thank you that you answer prayers. I thank you and love you, and we all love you. And we are just so grateful for the relationship that we have because of our journey to you, because of the ongoing relationship that we get to participate in as your daughters. It's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in who you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.